almost put together all the different opinions, and there were so many different opinions about Tom Kikar, trying to figure out how all of this fits in with the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Chala, the Gemara that appears in Maseches Vachim, about if you have a tarovis, you have a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour, and the rove of it is rice flour, but you can still taste, you can still discern the taste of the wheat flour. So the Mishnah says explicitly, you could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah based on that. Now, if you could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah based on that, that is tantamount to saying that Tom Kikar is deraisa, because for matzah, matzah obviously is a mitzvah min haTorah, and it has to be chitim min haTorah, it can't be oris, you're not yoritz with rice. So if we're viewing this tarobes through the eyes of chita, it must be that we're invoking the principle of Tom Kikar, and we're invoking him in haTorah. This is not my chiddush, this is the Gemara explicitly in Zvachim daf ayin chesem and aleph. But because this is so controversial, whether Tom Kikar really is deraisa, and under what circumstances deraisa, we have to really go back to that sugya about the isa of orez and chitim, and really, really learn it properly to understand, because it's going to be really an eye-opener in terms of everything we've been talking about for the last couple of days. So we're going to begin to learn this sugya through the eyes of the Rush in the 16th of the Maamar Kavos. It's a fairly long Rush. It's actually half of the Rush is quoting the Ramban, and the other half of the Rush is the Rush's disagreeing with the Ramban. So let's take a look at the beginning of the 16th of the Maamar Kavos. We'll read the whole thing together. Read some parts of it together. So the Rush begins at the 16th of the Maamar Kavos. So Ose Isa Bechita Bina Orez. Person makes a dough from wheat and from rice. Im yesh batam dagon, if one can discern the taste of the wheat, of the grain, chayevus b'chala, there's an obligation to be mafish chala, but the yetz b'dech b'asim chalvu b'pesach. One can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with this mixture. Zel loshen Ramban zel. These are the words of the Ramban. The Ramban actually wrote what's called Hilchos Chala in Maseches Bechoros. So there's a whole sugya about chala. So within the Ramban wrote Hilchos Bechoros, so he dedicated a whole bunch of many pages to Hilchos Chala. So this is literally a verbatim quote of the Ramban in Hilchos Chala. Zel loshen Ramban zel. Hamas nisan. This Mishnah about the dough made of wheat and rice. Chazina lefurusha ulevarara. It behooves me to explain it, to clarify it. Listen to the Ramban describes this sugya. Vishim dekoshehi va'amuka. He said it's a difficult sugya and a very, very deep sugya. So just in case you thought today was going to be a breeze, today was going to be just an easy little drush. So if the Ramban called this sugya a hard, difficult, deep sugya, so we have a work cut out for us. But that's Baruch Hashem, Avol Shel Torah, that's what we want. So comes the Ramban and says, from the fact that the Mishnah says you fulfill your mitzvah of matzah, shamin and mina, we derive from here the mideraisa havik ishachitim. It is obviously a dim in haTorah that this mixture is viewed as wheat. Kol emas dika time with the chitim. As long as you can taste wheat, it's wheat. Afal gav the ma'arvina begava oras tvei tuva, even though there's a lot of rice in there. So just simply from the Mishnah itself, the fact that you yate to the mitzvah in haTorah, it is unequivocal that this is based on the principle of Bachinami, a sikna begemara prak kolas vachshin esarvu. This is exactly what includes in Maseches Vachim. The masnista filu ruba oirizu, even though most of the mixture is rice. But filu hachi came in the ika time of the chita lo botel, since there's a taste of wheat, it's not botel. But came in the hachi, since this is obvious, this is clear, ika la meka the kala. We have to, the medactic, we have to analyze this. Da kaimalan, because we know, we hold, Kizayas Bechde Achilas Pras, the time of Moshe Diaraisa. Hakol Hecha the Lake of Kizayas with Achilas Pras, the Kuliam Alav Diaraisa. So the Ramban is now a throwback to what we spent so much time on earlier, the Gemara Maseches of Vedazara. When the Gemara of Vedazara told us that if you have time of Veloma Moshe, you're not Chayav Malkus. So remember, we said, what does that mean? What do the words mean? Time of Veloma Moshe, not Chayav Malkus. So the Ramban was assuming, like those Rishonim, that means it's the Rabbanon. And if it's the Rabbanon, there's no Malkus, means you're basically not saying Tam Kikar. And what is the case? When do you not say Tam Kikar? Says the Ramban, like those Rishonim, less than Kazayis Vechilis Pras. So when do we say that the Tam is not Botel, not Torah? That's only when you have a very, very high ratio of Tam. You have a very, very large volume. the kezias, you have so much tam in there that if you would sit down and eat the entire food over the course of a few minutes, you would consume a kezias. Anything shorter than that volume, anything smaller than that volume, anything that doesn't reach that ratio, is ein leikin olav. Ein leikin olav means it's not tam kikar, it's not tam kikar min haTorah. So ask the Ramban Akasha, this mixture of wheat and rice, it doesn't say anywhere in this Mishnah that there's a kezias of chita in this Mishnah, in this mixture. All the Mishnah says is, if you can taste the wheat, you can be yaitzei matzah with it, implying that even if it's less than the appropriate shear. So I have this big, big mixture of wheat and rice. I don't even have a kezias, mechdechlas pras, of wheat. And the Mishnah implies you could be yaitzei, in yesh batam dom, and that's all the Mishnah says. The Mishnah doesn't say boo, doesn't say a word about kezias, mechdechlas pras. So the Mishnah says all you need is a tam daga, a tam of the chita, implying that that's good min haTorah. How could we understand that halacha in light of the fact that we all know, and I'm saying that we and the Ramban all knew, the Ramban's Rishonim knew, that less than kezayis dechers pras is not chay malkus for tam kikar? How could those two halachas drive together? How could it be that you yaitzei matzah based on tam kikar, but this is not enough for tam kikar that would give you malkus in uchas kashrus? That's the contradiction. That's what made this sugya kashi liyamuka. This is the Ramban's kashi. Then the Ramban continues. That unihi nami the time of the bottle hech yaitzi dechove pesach haikar orazu. So says the Ramban. The truth is that the answer to this question can really be found in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Ashkechan betamuda eretz Yisrael perusha the milsa peruka. Now, if you look carefully in the Rishami will explain the answer to this riddle. You come before each time of the Masnisin, Mishum Gureira. He quotes a sugya in Rishami, Maseches Chala, that introduces a principle of Gureira. What in the world does Gureira mean? Rishami says that there's a new principle, nothing to do with Tam Kikar. There's a new principle that certain foods fuse together, certain foods merge together. Certain foods can swallow up the properties of other foods because these foods are so close to one another. Because the physical characteristics are so similar, one can overtake the other. Nothing to do with Tam Kikar, a different principle of Gamri, which is unique to very, very specific things. Gureira would not apply to chazer in potato soup. Gureira would not apply to chalev in cholent. But Yerushalmi says Gureira does apply to wheat products and rice products. When you have a mixture of wheat and rice are not all that different. They're both grains. You know, they're very similar to one another. We even make mizonos and rice because it's so similar to wheat. So wheat and rice are so similar to one another that the wheat is geirer as a rice, lios kemohu. Not based on tam kikar, nothing to do with tam kikar. It's a new din, a special where this came from. How Chazal figured out this deep, dark secret of geira, I don't know. But as I state in the Yerushalmi, and if you take a look, Chagasid and also Berakam the Chala, the Ramban continues. This is what it says in the first break of Chala. Kamandiat Amar Taman, Ein Lechaboli Dechametz Umatzah Lehemin and Bulad. That only the five species of grain become chametz. Ude Kavasan. Similarly, Ein Lechanigra Im Kulan Elachitim Esayim Bulad. That that principle of Gureira, that Chit and Sayira can work of wheat, that's a special property of wheat, cannot be applied to Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Ramban just did was, he took the Mishnah in Chala that says, you could be Yaitzei Matzah based on a mixture of Chit and Erez, and said, guess what? This is not based on Tam Kikar. The engine that's driving this halacha, that's permitting you to be Yaitzei Matzah, has nothing to do with Tam Kikar. It's based on Gereira. It's based on a whole different parish, a whole different set of rules. It has nothing to do with Tam Kikar. And therefore, you can't ask kashas, hey, it's less than kezayis chos pras, the rice is rabbanon. Those are all irrelevant questions because we're not talking the language of Tam Kikar. It's such a phenomenal teretz, such a gevaldik teretz, but a big problem. You know what the big problem is? The big problem is that it's overkill, because if the Ramban is so right that the source of the heter to fulfill matzah with this mixture of rice and wheat flour is nothing to do with Tam Kikar, it's based on Gureira, so then why in the world did the Gemara in Zvachim that we read yesterday say, from here we derive Tam Kikar? If you remember yesterday, we read the sugya in Maseches Zvachim, and we said, the fact that you're Yotze Matzah, you see from here, Tam is Kikar. You see from here, nothing. According to the Ramban, what does it have to do with Tom Kikar? If the Ramban is so right, if the Yushalmi is so right, if this has nothing to do with Tom Kikar, so how in the world could the Bavli and Zvachim have said, by the way, Shmamina, Tom is Kikar? That's the Ramban's next kasha. The next paragraph in the Ramban. The Diyuka the Diyek Rava, that which Rava was Medayek, Mahamas Nisa Prekola Zvachim, the Minbish Eina Mina Betaima, Betaima Lobotil, that's our kasha. Kushtuhu, it's true. What Rava said is true. V'alhadin orchanami itmar. According to this, this is the way, this is what Rav was driving at. Afal gav the chitin garnas iris, says the Ramban, the real engine that's driving the permissibility of being yetzi matzah with this mixture is greira. That is true. But we still need tam lobotil. Why? Isachadaitach tam lobotil. If you would hold that Tom primarily doesn't exist, if you would believe there's no such entity, no such animal called Tom Kikar in Halacha, but Dovash and Isbata the Atzmai, Hev Geir Es Acherim. Tom Kikar is necessary just to tell me that we still have Chita here. If not for Tom Kikar, I would have said, whenever you have a Rove of Orez, the Rove of Orez cancels the Chita. How could something that doesn't exist be good or something else? So there's a two-step process here. That in order to be Yotze Matzah, two things have to happen. Number one, we have to say the Chita is here in some shape or form. If the Chita is totally Kamandalesa, if the Chita has been completely discarded and dismissed, so then it cannot be Geire, the Erez, to become like it, and you're out of business for Matzah. So first and foremost, we have to identify Chitas here. So good, Shkoch, we identify Chitas here. What vehicle in halacha did we use to enable us to identify that chita is here? We invoked the principle of Tom Kikar. Not that Tom Kikar is really going to save the day here. Not that Tom Kikar is going to let you be Yetzi Matzah here. Because Tom Kikar is going to fall short. Tom Kikar is not enough. Tom Kikar is not going to let you be Yetzi Matzah because you don't have the right amount. But Tom Kikar will still let you declare the chita is still here. I'm here. Once I'm here, now we can go to the second stage of the sugya. The second stage of the sugya is, once the chita is present in full force, now we can say, oh, we have a new halacha in Rishali that says that once you have chita and iris together, chita has the magical property to swallow up the rice, and the iris becomes its nigra basar achita. So it's that principle of greira that enables you to be yaitzid mitzvah. So if you realize the goddess of the Ramban, the amkus of the Ramban, that the Ramban took one halacha, halacha is the Mishnah. Everyone has to get to this conclusion. Everyone must conclude the Yaitse Matzah with this mixture. As long as you have Tam Dagon, you're good to go. That's a Mishnah. Nobody can argue with the Mishnah. But we thought that we have two radically different ways of understanding why that's true. We thought that the Bavli and Zvachim were saying it's based on pure Tam Kikar, all on its own merits. We thought that the Rishami was saying it's based on Greira, on its own merits, and we couldn't understand how could Tom Kikar do the trick. It doesn't fit into our general understanding that Tom Kikar requires Kezayis B'Dechilas Pras. So what the Ramban just did, a goddess at Amkus, he took all these kashas. Kasha number one is, Bavli and Rishami are giving different reasons. Kasha number two is, how could Tom Kikar work? It doesn't have the right numbers. So the Ramban made a whole shit clone out of this. A whole Yisrael, he said, oh, said that they're both necessary because there's a two-step process in order to have to say Tam Kikar to identify that the Chita is still here. And once we've identified that the Chita is here, then we can invoke Greira, which ultimately allows you to fulfill the mitzvah. So Tam Kikar would not have sufficed by itself. These are the words of the Ramban. So we take a look. The Ramban continues. Let's go back to that second paragraph. So let's go back to the second line of the paragraph. If you would think that the time is totally negated, how could something that's batel schlep other things along? So the emphasis is the time is not batel. Came into batel since the time is not batel. The chazal it's the rufei kidenafshe and it's around theoretically and proof positive it's still around because if you would have enough, it would cause problems. Minatara could go and think exactly those problems. So what a beautiful pshat, a gewaltige pshat, a meiridike pshat from Ramban. The Rosh says the following about this pshat in the Ramban. Now the Rosh is talking. The Ramban speaks a little bit more about it. The Rosh just quoted the Rosh Yeprachim and the Ramban. Udvarim she'ein behem tzorechem. Says the Rosh, he doesn't know why the Ramban needed his hoshtichot Torah. He thinks that the answer to the questions is so much simpler, so radically different, that we don't need the Ramban's entire presentation. Why? Why is the Rosh so convinced that we don't need the Ramban's presentation? Zok the Rosh, v'lo yadana maikashalei. He says, I don't know what the Ramban's kasha was in the first place. Why didn't the Rosh understand what the Ramban's kasha was? Lama yaitzibo, the Ramban had a kasha, came in the lake of Kazayis Nechlas Pras, gevald geshrigin, there's no Kazayis Nechlas Pras, how could you say Tam Gikar? Says the Rosh, why not? Who told the Ramban you can't say Tam Gikar when there's no Kazayis Nechlas Pras? Who told the Ramban that? The Rambam held that way, Rabbi Nachman Cohen held that way, other Rishonim held that way, the Ramban held that way. Says the Rosh, I don't think it's true. Chidei Isa betamu mamish. Says the Rosh, the entire premise, Hako Miko called the Ramban, that how can you apply Tam Kika, you don't have enough, is just not true. Why? The Tam Kika b'she'ein mino de'oraisa, says the Rosh, as long as you can taste, if you could taste the tam, the game is over. If you could taste the tam, you have a deraisa tikkadin of tam kikar, and therefore the corollary is, if you could taste the tam, you could be yotzim in a terp matzah just on that alone. You don't need any other reason. There is no problem. There was no difficulty in the sugya. Tam kikar carries the day. Obviously, what is being referenced here is the machlekes rishonim of earlier on in the sugya, namely, how much volume do you need for tam kikar to kick in a Torah? According to the Ramban, you need Kizayas Dechlas Pras. That's the magic formula. Short of that is not Deraisa. And the Rosh is assuming, like those opinions, that that is not true. That is not the correct number. The correct number is, if you can taste it, if it's not Batal B'Shishim, the Goy can taste it, that's sufficient for us. So comes the Rosh and says, the Kevin Shinostu Achit and Tam Ba'orez, once the Chitim are giving over taste into the rice, Hofa Chatam Es Ha'orez Lioso Kimo Chita. Nepach Orez Lios Chita. Nothing to do with Gerera. The Rosh never heard of Gerera as of yet. It's based on pure Tam Kikar. Venerin remembers a very, very similar phrase to Nepach Orez Lios Chita. This is right out of Rabbeinu Tam's book. Rabbeinu Tam, when he described Tam Kikar, said, coined the phrase Nepach Heter Lios Isser. It says, once you have a taste of Isser, the dog Mutter has been nepach, it has changed its entire entity, has picked up all the characteristics of the Tam, says the Rosh, following in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Tam. If it works against you to trafe up your food, then it works for you to be machshir, your dough of rice and wheat as well. And therefore, the Ramban's entire premise that, hey, what happened to Tam? How we have Tam Kikar? You don't have enough, is just not true. Rosh continues with Karita Beitam of Masho, Chita. And says the Rosh, I'll bring you a raya brewer that I'm right, that Tam Ki'ikar is what's carrying the day. There is no question in the first place. What's his raya? V'chein muchach, at the top of the next page in the Ma'am Mekoymes, v'chein muchach b'zvachim berkat ha-roivis. He took a raya out of the Gemara in Zvachim, the Amarei Shlokish, ha-pigo v'anais v'atam v'shabilim z'zeh ha-rechum pot, shma mino nesin tam rov, lav der ha-isem osiv rov, osiv v'chid v'nairiz v'chulei, im yesh v'tam dogen chay v'chal, abad im yoz v'ch v'asum v'pesach. The Gemara we read yesterday. The fact that Rava derived from this Mishnah about matzah, that Tam is Kikar, the Ruba Eiriz, even though most of the mixture is rice, Alma Mimbishena Minabin. The Kaven Shinasa Batam, Nikra Al Shmoy, the Rush reiterates and says, once there's a Siddhis Tam of wheat, it is now called wheat. Fiyatsibay Dechova Vachoshiv Kitam Umamish Chita. Finish, end of discussion. And now the Rosh is done with the Mishnah, but now he's still in a roll. Now the Rosh says, I'm going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that Tam Kikar is the Araisa under all circumstances. That make-believe magic number of Kazayis Nechlas Pras is not true, says the Rosh. Tam Kikar means exactly what it sounds like. Tam Kikar works the Araisa. It trafes up my potato soup, the Araisa, as long as I can taste the Chazir. It's machshir, my mixture of wheat and rice with the rice, as long as I can taste the wheat. It works min haTorah. And I will prove to you, says the Rosh, that Tam is Kikar min haTorah. Beteda. HaRabbi Yochanan Udiyamar, time of Amashir, Nokanov. It was Rabbi Yochanan who misled us. Rabbi Yochanan threw us off by saying, time of Amashir, if you only could taste it, you're not Chayim Malkus. Yugufa who the Svirle Krabi Akiva Prekel over Vidaza Tamki Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one who said that we should follow Rabbi Akiva's view that Tam Kikar is Daraisa. Now, other Rishonim already rebutted this. Rashi back in Chulin already said, "Ah, that was just an asmachta. That wasn't really true. He didn't really mean it." But the Rush says, "No, he did. He meant it." Avade hatam osa so mamish. So now, Fleck the Rush on himself. I'm so busy telling you, Trot, so busy trying to sell you this idea that Tam Kikar is a real din in the Torah. If that's the case, so what do you do with Rabbi Yochanan's statement? What does Tam Vlamamashe and Lokal Lav mean? We can't say it's the Rabbanan. That's the worst thing to say. We can't say it's talking about less than Kedechelas Pras, like the Ramban said. That's the worst thing to say. So what does it mean? What does that cryptic statement of Tam Vlamamashe and Lokal Lav mean? Says the Rosh. Now, who did Tam Vlamamashe and Lokal Lav? Not a great surprise. The Rosh is falling back on Rabbi Natam because the Rosh is identical to Rabbi Natam. Remember earlier on when we started the sugya, when we first encountered that Gemara of Adazara of time of a Moshe, Enochai Malkus, we had so many different approaches to that line in the Gemara. Rabbi Natam said, we misread the Gemara. The Gemara is not even talking about Mimishin Amino. It's all about Mimbamino. Mimbamino, of course, Mimbamino ain't like it enough because it's both a Barov. There's no time anyway. So the Rosh says, that's the MSC answer. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. So the Rosh is 180 degrees different from the Ramban. The Ramban says Tam Kikar cannot allow you to be Yaitze Matz. It's just not going to work. It's not the Arise unless you have the very, very high proportions, which you don't have here. Says the Rosh, not true. Tam Kikar is going to do the trick. You don't need high proportions. As long as you have Tam Ma, Tam Chita, you're good to go. So we have an extreme Achleikas, between the Ramban and the Rosh. What is the mechanism? What is the engine that's enabling you to be Yaitzei Matzah? Everyone agrees with Yaitzei. It's a Mishnah and Challah, no question. Be Yaitzei. Why are you Yaitzei? According to the Ramban, it's not Tam Kikar. The only thing we can never fall back on is Greira of the Rishalmi. All Tam Kikar is doing, according to Ramban, is enabling Greira to take over. According to the Rush, no. Tam Kikar is doing the trick. What does Yerushalmi mean? Hang on to a little bit later in the Rosh. But according to the Rosh, what the mechanism, the engine that's driving the ability to be Yaitzei is just simple Tam Kikar. How much Tam do you need? Tam. You can taste it. You're good to go. But now the Rosh quotes a third possibility, almost a in-between sheet between the Ramban and himself. Rabbeinu Chaim Zalpiresh. This is a throwback to Rabbeinu Chaim Shita. If you remember, Ben Chaim had a very unique shita by Tam Kikar. Ben Chaim was the one that the Rosh quoted. This Rosh is in Hilchas Challah, but the Rosh in Maseches Chulin that we spoke earlier on in this sugya quoted from Ben Chaim Cohen, one of the Balei Tais, the Talmud of Ben Tam, who said that yes, Tam Kikar is deraisa when this kazas the Hilchas Pras. So listen to what Ben Chaim Cohen says about being Yetzi Matzah. Ben Chaim Zal Piresh. Time of Mamasha Kari, when is it called Time of Mamasha? When is it really Chayav? When is it Malkus? Kishiyesh Kizayis, the Techlas Bras. Uvahochi Mayri Hocha, Kishiyesh Kizayis Chitin, Kidei Achilas Bras to Oirez, the Az Nefach Kulo Chitin, the Yotzebe Dei Chayvis, the Kizayis. Ben Chaim said, Yoyetze Matza here, based on Tam Kikar, but not the Tam Kikar of merely tasting. The Tam Kikar that has the right ratio, that has the right amount. The only time you Yaitzei Matzah of the Ben Chaim Kohen is if there's so much wheat in there, not just that you can taste it, but that there's enough of a kezayis to Techelas Pras, if and when that ratio is present, Eshkoyach, then you Yaitzei Mitzvah Matzah. So which sheet is Rabbeinu Chaim? Very, very tricky. Is Rabbeinu Chaim the Rosh or is Rabbeinu Chaim the Ramban? He's somewhere in the middle. On the one hand, Rabbeinu Chaim is very similar to the Rosh in saying, you don't need any other reasons to enable you to be Yaitzei Matzah. The Yaitzei Matzah based on the regular rules of Tam Kikar. So that's very much in the Rosh's camp. However, he differs from the Rosh because the Rosh said that the Tam Kikar that's the Araisa and the Tam Kikar that enables you to be Yaitzei Matzah is simple taste. The Rosh says not true. Rabbeinu Chaim says not true. That is not enough to be Tam Kikar. In order to be Tam Kikar Minatari, you need the higher amount of Kizayis Achilas Pras, the more concentrated amount. And therefore, the corollary of Hishita is that in Ochanami, you're not Yaitzei Matzah unless you have that amount. something that neither the Rosh nor the Ramban wanted to say, because the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah just says, Im yesh tam dagun yoytzei. So the Rabbeinu Chaim said, yeah, that doesn't really mean taste alone. That means if you have the halachic amount of taste, which happens to be a kezayis lechlus pas ayin maseches avodah zarah, if and when that's true, then you might say. So we now have three radically different approaches in the Rishonim. What is going on in this Michigan? Everyone's got to come to the same conclusion. Everyone has to agree there has to be a case to yaitzei matzah, and there has to be some halachic rationale for why yaitzei matzah. But we have three radically different approaches in the Gedalia Rishonim. We have the Ramban who's saying it's not based on Tam Kikur. It can't be based on Tam Kikur, because Tam Kikur only applies when you have the higher concentration, which the Mishnah doesn't mention. So the real reason why Yayotzei is greater of the Rishami. So why is Tam Kikur thrown in Zvachim? Just to enable greater to start. But the real enabler to be Yayotzei in Mitzvah is only the greater of the Rishami. That's the Ramban's approach. The Rosh says the exact opposite. The Rosh says, Tam Kikur carries the day, and Yayotzei, you didn't even know why the Rishami talks about greater yet. The Rosh says, Tam Kikur carries the day. And what's the shear of Tam Kikur? Whatever the regular shear is. What's the shear? Tom, if you could taste it. So that's Tam Kikur. I think Gemara Avodah Zarah about Kazakh Lasprasa, that was Min Bamina. That's not even a topic. He learned the wrong sugya. And Rabbeinu Chaim says the Rosh is 100% right. The Tam Kikur itself carries the day and enables you to be Yaitzei Matzah. You don't need Greira. Tam Kikur does the trick like the Rosh. But unlike the Rosh, who followed Rabbeinu Tam and said, Tam Kikur applies as long as you can taste it, Rabbeinu Chaim said, no, that's not enough. You need higher concentration in order for Tam Kikur to kick in. And since you need the higher concentration, mainly you can't be Yaitzei the Matzah without the higher concentration. The Mishnah doesn't say higher concentration. The Mishnah figured it out on your own. If you learn the Gemara's and the Avodah Zarah properly, if you understand Tam Kikur, you'll realize right away that the higher concentration is absolutely critical. So again, if we have draw on the board, we have three very, very different approaches. We have the Ramban's approach, we have the Rosh's approach, and Rabbeinu Chaim's. But there's one thread loose still in the sugya, just in terms of the matzah part. And namely, according to the Rishonim, such as the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chaim, who are invoking Tam Kikur to enable you to be Yotzei, so why doesn't the Rishami talk that language? Why does the Rishami confuse us with a seemingly different story, Greira? What does Greira do with anything? Bishlam, according to the Ramban, Greira is everything. That's what's enabling you to be Yotzei. But according the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chaim, what's enabling you to be Yaitzei is Tam Kikur, each one according to their ratios, what constitutes Tam Kikur. So what do you need Greira for? Why is Rishami telling us a story about Greira? What's the significance of Greira? So the Rosh addresses that as well. So back to the Rosh, the third line from the bottom. Now, Rishami Shapiresh Atam Ishum Greira, Ishum Davakashale, Nehida Azlinen Bosatam, Vachoshif Kulan Chitim, Mikol Mokom Kevin the Ruba Orez, Ein body de chimutz, v'heich yetzei ba b'shumatza. Says the Rosh, the Rishami was asking an entirely different question. He was trying to solve a different dilemma. Says the Rosh, a brisket Torah. When I have a grain, and I want to know, is this grain acceptable to be yetzei matzah with it? Can I use this grain to make a dough and bake it into matzah? I have to answer two distinct questions. Number one, I have to answer, is this halachically one of the five minim? Is this one of the five species of grain? Is this chita, sa'ira, kusmin, shmol, shmol, and shifon? That's the one question I have to ask. Is it halachically one of the five species of grain? Even if the answer to that question is yes, I have to then go to the laboratory and ask a second question. I have to ask myself, is this mixture bali de chimitz? Mixture for more than 18 minutes, would it become chametz or not? Just because it's halachically chita doesn't necessarily mean it's going to bali de chimitz. What does that mean? If you have a mixture of wheat and rice, will that mixture bali de chimutz or not? Tam Kikur is cute. Tam Kikur is nice. Tam Kikur is in the world of halacha. It's very nice to say, Tam Kikur, apidin, it's called chita. Apidin, it's called chita. Just like Tam Kikur, you have a little chazer in your potatoes, so apidin is called chazer. But just because something apidin is called chita, doesn't mean you're yaitzei matzah with it. Because in order to be Yaitzei Matzah, it has to be Bali de Chimutz. That's an additional criteria. Learned that from Tzukim. Anything that cannot potentially become Chometz is not acceptable for Matzah. So says the Rosh, that's what Yushami was bothered with. Yushami wasn't bothered with, hey, how is this called Chita? It's called Chita because Or is Nepach Mios Chita. Tam Kikur does that trick for us. But it's not enough because there's a second din. There are two halachas, a bris keteri. There are two dinim necessary to be met. Two criteria have to be reached in order to be Yaitzei Batz. It has to be a Minchita. It has to vayt in addition. It has to be Bali Dechimotz. So what mechanism can be used to Bali Dechimotz? That's what the Rosh says. The second to last line. Gerera is a scientific statement. Gerera is a madadik statement. Gerera is a statement that in the lab, we are confident that when you have chit and iris together, it's bo dechimutz. Even the iris on its own, 2 feet, cannot bo dechimutz. But chit can take over this mixture and allow chimutz to take place. So comes the Rosh and says, the reason why the Bavli and the Rishami are saying two different reasons why Yayotzei is because they're addressing two different problems. There is no machloikis to Bavli and Rishami. They are not contradicting each other. They are complementing one another. That the Bavli is addressing the issue is, hey, it's not called Chita. So the Bavli says, yes, it is, because Orez Nepach Lios Chita, based on Tam Kikur. The Rishami is asking a secondary, a totally different sugya, different kasha, a different angle of the sugya. Even if Tam Kikur is true, but it's not Bali Dechimutz. Al Zen Nema Rishami, it is Bali Dechimutz, based on Greira. So Gevaldik Adicha the Rosh. So according to the Rosh's theory, according to Meir Chaim's theory, the Tam Kikur does the trick on its own. So then Yushami was not addressing the Tam Kikur issue. Yushami was addressing a different issue, the issue of Baladechimus. Gevaldik Avard, running aside from the Rosh and from Meir Chaim Kohen. So now we have one last part of this matzah story. Why didn't the Ramban see this coming? Why did the Ramban make such a tumult, such a tumus about the Yushami, such a to-do about the Yushami and says, Gevald, Yushami's talking Greira. Why is Yushami talking a different language than the Bavli? Why didn't the Ramban just simply say, Bali Dechimutz? How come the Ramban wasn't bothered this guy? According to the Ramban, what is the mechanism that enables it to be Bali Dechimutz? The Rosh Rabbeinu Chaim are learning that Rishalmi's Greira was addressing an issue that the Ramban never even addressed. The Ramban never even raised the question. The Ramban never dreamt that this is a problem. Why not? Isn't it true that it has to be Bali Dechimutz? So the Divi Cheskel, was with Shiva and Slabotka, right before the war. So the Divi Yecheskel has the following Shaila, which will open up our eyes for what's really going on between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, based on Psukim, L'soichel of Chomet Shivish Yom Tochel of Matzahs, that in order to be Yaitzei Matzah, it has to have the ability to Bali Dechimutz. And therefore, Chazal said, the only 5 grains that have the ability to be Bali Dechimutz are the wheat, barley, etc., with oats, rice, spelt, whatever the 5 grains are, wheat, barley, and for sure, and then the other ones we assume probably as well. Rice, the Gemara says, was a machlekes atanoim. Is rice bali dechimutz? So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri thought that if you mix rice and water together, the mixture that comes out is halacha chimutz, and we disagree. And again, this is almost like a scientific question, is that what is really happening when you mix flour in the water, rice flour and water? So there are differences. Again, I'm not holding enough in the glutenish, whatever the issues are. There is a difference chemically between mixing rice and water versus mixing wheat and water. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, and that mixture of rice and water is also called chimutz, and nobody else accepts it. We paskin it's not chimutz. Ashkenazim don't eat rice for totally different reasons, but we paskin that rice is not chimutz, bichlal not chimutz. It's not bode chimutz. Therefore, the Gemara Pesachim says, if it's not bode chimutz, you can't be yaitzei matzah with it, because lo seichel of chimutz, shivishom tochel matzah. The Torah puts the two in the same breath. The Torah is telling us that if it can't come with the chimutz, then forget about being yaitzei matzah with it. So it says in the Yecheskel, Yesh Lachkor, one could raise the following Chakira. What's the nature of that comparison? What's the nature of that requirement of Bali Dechimutz? So one could argue that Bali Dechimutz only means it's a way of being Kaveya. What meaning does that make up the recipe for matzah has to be something that's Bali Dechimutz? Does it mean that this particular matzah has to be Bali Dechimutz? No. What it means is that if you want to use a particular grain, you have to checklist. Is it on the Bali Dechimutz list or not? Wheat, barley are on the list. Rice is not on the list. Rice is no good. But once it's called a species of Bali Dechimutz, whether this particular dough will ever be able to Bali Dechimutz, that's completely irrelevant. What do I say now? That the drush that exists across the Bali Dechimutz means you have to be done on every single dough. When you're sitting in that matzah factory and you're throwing your wheat flour and water together, you have to have not literally, Hini Mucham Zuman, that in theory this could be Bala Dechimos, and then you have to stop it before it's Bala Dechimos. And if this particular mixture doesn't have that quality, doesn't have that characteristic, then you're not Yotze. That's a very long Deshashayla. Is Bala Dechimos a din in the Kviyas HaMinim? It's a din in the Kviyas HaRecipe, Kviyas HaIngredients for Matzah? Or it's a din in the Kviyas of the Etzem HaIsa, this particular Isa has to be Bala Dechimos? According to Divi Cheska, that's exactly what's going on. That's the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban said that he wasn't even addressing, he wasn't even bothered, he wasn't even issue of Bali Dechimus. It wasn't even on the radar screen. The Ramban said that if you think it's based on Tam Ki Iker, then that'll do the trick all itself. Because Tam Ki Iker is Kaveya, that is called the Shem Chita. And once it's called the Shem Chit, it's good. This particular mixture is not Bala Dechimus. Who cares? Doesn't bother, doesn't interest me, says the Ramban. So that's why the Ramban didn't learn that there's an independent problem of Greira. The Ramban never could have learned the Rush's model of the Sugya, because the Rush's model of the Sugya is assuming that there's an independent problem that each and every dough has to be Bala Dechimus. So according to the Rush, just calling it Tam Kikar and just invoking Tam Kikar and just calling it Chita is not enough. It's not enough to call it the ingredient of Chita. You have to pass the second test to Bala Dechimutz. So the Rosh's whole shtickel today was assuming that Bala Dechimutz is a secondary requirement above and beyond Kviyas Hamin. Every Isa must be Bala Dechimutz, and therefore Greira is addressing that issue. The Ramban was in Greira's the whole topic. The Ramban never heard of such a thing. The Ramban understood that Bala Dechimutz is a din, the protistic of ingredients in the recipe. But once you've been Kaveya, that you have the right ingredients here, what are we Bala Dechimutz for? So therefore, the Ramban could not have learned the Rosh. So therefore, the Ramban was forced to go back to his question. If so, why is the Yushalmi talking about Greira? What's the purpose of Greira? The answer is, Greira is there to tell me that you have Chita. You know why Greira is there to tell you have Chita? Because Tam Kikar can't do it. You know why? Because Tam Kikar doesn't work. Because Tam Kikar, you don't have the right amount. You have less than Kedachos Pras. You don't have Tam Kikar here. So Greira is what's turning into Chita. I don't need more than Chita. Once it's Chita, I'm good to go, says the Ramban. Greira is turning into Chita. What's Tam Ki Iker doing? All Tam Ki Iker is doing is declaring it's not totally gone. The Chita is not completely erased off the face of the earth. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, Greira could solve the problem, could solve the day. So, Hayotzim and Advarim, everybody agrees, not that anyone should try it this year or any other year. If you have a dough of wheat and rice, to some degree, you could be Yotzim Matzah. Imesh Batam Dagan. What's the case? According to most of these Rishonim, you don't need Kedach HaKadosh Pras. According to Ben Chaim, you did. What's the reason? According to the Rosh or Ben Chaim, it's based on Tam Kikar. According to the Ramban, it's based on Greira. What is or is not Greira doing? Is Greira addressing the Kviyas Hamin, or is Greira addressing the Bala Dechimutz? Depends ultimately on the Yecheskel Shaila. What is the goal? What is the purpose? What are the parameters of the din of Bala Dechimutz? Is it just the din of Kviyas Hamin, or is it din each and every Isa? So, Akopar, I can't say we can even make the siyum on the sugya yet. We can make the siyum on this part of the sugya, the matzah part of the sugya. But we still have two pieces of the sugya that are still holding on to. I hope we met the Shem on Friday. We'll pick up with the 17th and the 18th of the Maamar Kamas. And that's the tremendous insight of the Rashba into the sugya of Tam Kikar, where the Rashba throws a curveball at us in the sugya of Tam Kikar. And then Rambam also throws another curveball at us in the 18th of the Maamar Kamas. So I think hopefully next year on Friday we'll try to finish these two. Maybe we'll start the next sugya on Friday. We'll see. But I have a feeling that it may take us the whole Friday just to hold on to these last two parts of the sugya. So again, when we started the sugya, I didn't say it was going to be an easy sugya. I didn't say it was going to be a short sugya. If the Ramban called it a sugya amuka, a deep sugya, so I think we can, Amunas Hacham can believe the Ramban as well. Baruch Hashem, the schus to be able to be mamik in these days, be mamik in the sugyas, and even get a little bit of shlosh yom kar mechach, a little Pesach tonen for good luck. So Ashrei Nematav Chalkeinu. Everyone should be well, and hopefully Mitzvah Hashem, the Bnei Shurin show will be on Mitzvah Hashem tonight at 9:15, and then Mitzvah Hashem back on board on Friday. Everyone have a good day.
Rabbi, yeah. Is there a nafka minyan regarding the possibility of gorer for kitniyot? So if you have this combination, and if we hold by it, then would some kitniyot become non-kitniyot if you have the concept of gorer?
Very interesting. Fascinating question. You know, again, the issue of kitniyot is really just a chumra of a minig Ashkenazim accepted because there's a chashash of chametz on them. In those days, there was a concern that they used to plant the kitniyot right next to the wheat, or sometimes it would get confused with the wheat. So it was really, it had nothing really to do with absolutely these pure halachic categories. It was just simply a practical concern of chametz. So if you really believe that, and again, the old days it really wasn't, and we have a minhag, you know, to observe this, even though probably some of those some of the concerns may not apply, some of them still do apply, some of the confusion still could apply. So gray was not really going to help that. Gray was going to help you to be a matzah, you know, we have very, very halachic kinds of things. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about just a concern. Maybe there's chametz in there, or maybe people are going to confuse with chametz. I'm not sure gray was really going to address those concerns. I think we'd still be stuck with our kidneys problems. But,
thank you.
Okay, good. Be well, everyone. Have a good day.